Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Well, here we go. The landlord is still not being responsive. I'm pulling my hair out. And yes, I am bald, so I've been pulling out a lot of hair, but it's time to start making calls. It's time to just get more ammo in the fire. So, or sticks in the fire, ammo in the chamber. I don't know. But getting folks to step up and help me out. So the broker is going to be contacting. I'm finding out, too, that the broker's working with the landlord as well. So good work on that. Today, I've uploaded most of the documents needed for closing that the bank is asking for, which was really helpful. The main lender handling the deal sent me a faux checking list, FAUX, and highlighted, you know, if we're going to need this for your identification, this for your proof of funds sheet, and just all their checklist items. So it wasn't the checklist, but the initial checklist. And so I started putting that together and sending papers. And then when the closing specialist, the assistant, if you will, from what I can gather, got involved, they gave the exact same checklist. And fortunately, I had a lot of the stuff pre-packaged and assembled. And so that's ready to get uploaded and handed over. There's a couple things I don't have yet, like one of them being like insurance yet. I don't have like the actual bill of sale document finished and signed off. So there's some things that are not going to be done until the seller and I do them, but it helps to know what you're going to get, then you get it, and then telling them what you got and what you did. So that was really helpful. And so that's the big takeaway from there. Probably the biggest thing that this episode is going to be most valuable on are systems, operational manuals, how-to guides. Those are so valuable. Over the past couple of days, I sat down with the seller over Zoom. And we went through, they use a software for their training and their onboarding. So everything from how to do a 10-week challenge for the studio, how do you onboard a new manager, how do you onboard a new instructor, how do you onboard everything. It was really interesting. So I asked them, like, well, what do you do if someone's payment didn't go through? Like, how do you go and get that back? And he had a manual for that. I asked him, well, what do you do for, like, merchandise and, like, shirts and, like, getting your supplements refilled and ordering the right inventory. He had a manual for that. And everything that we went through, he has something documented and written about. And I'll admit, one of my fears in this whole thing is probably thinking too far ahead. How am I going to handle certain things that pop up? I won't know what to do or how to handle something. And I'm just going to make it up because I know how to solve problems as I go after them. And finding out here, most of those have been written, documented, and organized like a chapter book or a textbook. If you're taking a biology class, you want to know about muscles, you go to the muscle chapter or the skeletons or the bones and skeletons. There you go. And so that's a huge relief. I didn't realize how valuable that was until today. And even more so months from now, how valuable that will be when I don't have to reinvent the wheel. Even though it's a franchise and like the systems for the company are the same, the day-to-day like weeds and operations, that stuff is documented somewhere. So that's a huge, huge win. It's something that I want to emphasize on. They totally did have that stuff written down, but you don't really realize how much it's written down. And so finding out today, like, it's so thoroughly written down. Whenever I sell someday, that's something I'm going to emphasize, and I'm going to probably invest more of my time in that than anything else. My standard operating procedures, how-to guides, video instructions, demos, and showing people how the business works. It seems weird, but when you're an employee, you're paid for being good at what you do. But when you're a business owner, it looks like you get paid for what you've written down and like the manual you give over to somebody else. People talk about it, but I didn't realize how big of a thing it was. So that's something I'm taking away, learning a lot from, and I'm so grateful for. On to the next thing, about a week and a half away from closing, and man, my SOPs are going to be super important.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY Due Diligence Program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.